New Moon Junction is here. So tell me, kids, is it luck or is it fate that brought you three together?
Both.
Yeah, a little bit of both, I think, for sure.
Yeah.
The three of you here now making up New Moon Junction, it's got to be the right recipe for what you want
to
do.
Feels pretty awesome to me. I think we've really stumbled onto something amazing.
I've had the luxury of singing with a lot of people, but it's definitely magical. I feel like it's so different when we're singing together.
How does it make you feel to be compared to the likes of Fleetwood Mac, Little Big Town, Lady A? You guys got a great harmonies going. To have that kind of comparison, how does that make you feel?
Pretty amazing. Yeah, some of the first advertising I did for the group, there was some comments made that they thought we were American. I guess that's a compliment.
Goal, I think, for us into this, we were all really strong singers on our own, and we knew that we wanted to come up with something that was really polished and exceptional. So to have those kinds of comparisons means that we met our objective.
Well, three strong songs off the top, and now you've got this one out, Mind of Its Own.
Yeah, this one came, we work with an amazing producer, Jeff Dalziel, who's won a lot of awards for doing what he does, and he was able to have a song pitched to us from Demolition Publishing, and I think we'd been looking for a while, writing for a while, and when we heard this one, we were kind of all like, we thought we had stumbled on the right fit for us.
Now, how do you find that, though? I mean, the right fit for one person may not be for the three of you. How do you come to that kind of conclusion together?
Well, I think as we go on, the branding and the type of sound that we're forming in terms of, what's unique and dynamic to New Moon Junction is becoming tighter and more evident all the time. So we're easily able to hear a song and say, that's off-brand now, because we've got some material that's already established and out there that we can benchmark off of. And when we do hear something that strikes a chord with us, we know instinctively that that's going to work.
From the fans' perspective, do you give them what they expect to hear or what you think they may want to hear that's new and exciting for everybody?
I've always wanted to try to be maybe one step ahead. I always have enjoyed, venturing into sounds that maybe wouldn't be considered the norm, to push the boundaries a little bit. I mean, for me as a listener, even, I love when my favorite artists play something where I'm like, this is new for them. This is not what I was expecting. So I hope that we can do that going forward as well.
Yeah, and I think because we often trade off the lead vocal, that it also leaves that element of, what are they going to do next? And sometimes just trying to figure out, who's singing that part kind of keeps it interesting for them, the listener as well.
Been a big year. You got a new management deal too. Tell me about that.
Tommy was probably one of our from the industry. He, was adding our songs to playlists early on. So when we had the opportunity to meet with him in Calgary, I think there was an immediate connection between us and him. And we just kind of, got back and started talking about this potential relationship with him. And I think it was the right next step for us to move us further forward in our career. So
it's always a good thing too when things happen organically and naturally, and you don't feel like, any one person's chasing the other down. It just flows, and you've got a great energy. If there's a compatibility to want to collaborate together, and that relationship, that's how that came about. Really, really naturally and with ease, and everybody's in it for the right reasons, and we ultimately support what both trying to do, Tommy on the management end of it and us on the artistic side. So that's a good relationship.
A great team leads to great success. Big party coming up on Friday. That's kind of starting the whole thing off here. This is so exciting. The Warehouse is going to be for the single release party for Mind of Its Own. Tell me what people can expect from the show when they show up on Friday.
A lot of energy. We are raring to go. We're anxious to get the song out there. We performed it acoustically a few weeks back, but it's always added excitement when you have the full band behind you, and what is it going to sound like live in comparison to the recording is always fun too, because it's not going to sound exactly like the recording. Obviously we don't have a 25 piece band, I think it's going to be an exciting show. We have Rick Cloak opening for us, and it's going to be great.
I think you guys have a real good connection with the community as well. Talk a little bit about how that support system helps you out and how you help it out and how you kind of both move forward to success.
I've always been blown away, whether we're at the Ontario Music Association awards or functions or the CCMAs, at how close-knit everybody is and how willing everybody is, regardless of what level they're at. to help each other out and prop each other up. I think that's why the Canadian music industry is what it is, because it's not the top artists pushing everybody else down to try and stay at the top. It's everybody pulling each other up so that we're all on the same level, and then pushing each other up to go to a new level. And it's, I think we've always had a great support as solo artists and now as a group in having, you know, people that we look up to reach out and hopefully help push and share us. And we're trying to do the same thing for other artists. When we're playing shows, we always want to make sure that we have other artists that we can have play with us and everybody grow together.
Yeah, Rich is great, and I can't wait to hear him and hear you on Friday night. I've had the pleasure of playing with you on stage, so I know how much fun you guys have and how wonderful you are to play with. Any Nashville trips in the future?
Yes, as a matter of fact, we are heading down at the end of this month. It's been over a year for at least Tamara and I since we've been down there, so we're really looking forward to it. And it just happens to tie in with their Tin Pan South Festival, which just makes it so amazing to catch some of those shows that will be going on that week.
You know, timing is everything. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. All right, it's Brad, it's Tamara, it's Barb, it is New Moon Junction. Mind of Its Own is the new one. CD release party coming up Friday, and hang out with New Moon Junction as we hit the warehouse Friday night. Kids, thanks so much for your time today.
Come on out.
See you Friday.
I will see you all on Friday.
Great.
Excellent.
Sweet.